Welcome to another episode of 100%
Fresh with Two Chef Mission. Did you forget what we're called?
Yep, I did.
Okay, well, welcome to another episode of 100% Fresh with Two Chef Mission. Today we are talking about snacks on the go,
which is always a big thing for us, mm-hmm. especially with little ones.
Yeah.
Snacks are basically a lifeline.
Yeah.
We always have to have them with us just because it makes it so much easier to navigate our daily tasks.
We've definitely talked about it a few times recently, but that's because we're in the stage of children where they're big snackers.
Oh my God.
Very big snackers.
Yeah.
And therefore, we need to get as much nutrition out of those snacks as possible.
Absolutely.
So that they're worthwhile snacks for our kids.
Yeah, which is always a great thing to be able to experience, the fact that you're getting worthwhile snacks that you know are going to be better for them, because there's so many snacks out on the market. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It can be overwhelming. But when you find good ones that you really have faith in and you know that they're good for your kids as well, and to see your kids just inherently go for them.
Yeah.
That's a great win.
Yes, and if you're a busy family like us, you're probably out and about a lot as well. So snacks on the go, very useful.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're going to be talking about. We kind of briefly discussed why it's important, but it's important for a busy lifestyle, because if you're out and about, you need things to help maintain your energy levels and avoid hunger, especially if you are like us and you are parents and you have children, because I think we've all probably dealt with a cranky, hungry child.
Yeah.
It's not fun.
No, it's not. And I feel like that makes it, when you're dealing with cranky, upset children, especially as a busy parent and just trying to get your daily, you know, tasks or chores, whatever you want to call it, done. And it makes it harder because, you know, even experiencing it here, it can add on so much time to either getting it out of the house, or even if you're at the store or you're doing whatever it is, it takes more time because now you have to stop what you're doing
and
then
get
focus
something.
On them to try to bring them down and calm them down.
And we don't any, like, since, like, our the oldest was on solid foods, like foods and stuff, we don't leave the house without snacks.
No, it's a necessity.
That has been a thing. So if you are anything like us, then snacks on the go is a super helpful thing. So let's dive in some tips.
Go ahead.
So what are some important tips when you are thinking of snacks on the go?
Well, when I think of snacks on the go, some of the bigger things that I think about are, can it be a filling snack?
Mm-hmm.
Can it be something that'll, if they're going to eat it, they're going to be okay until we get back home, and then I can either make them lunch, or I can make them a meal, or even make them, you know, another plate that's going to be more snack-esque, but it'll just be like, you know, like a veggie and meat and cheese board or something. That they love.
Yeah, because they're very snacky and they love, even if it's like, oh, it's a meal, but it feels like a snack.
It's
a win.
All about that.
Yes, because they're good at trying things, but for some reason, sometimes meals are a hit. A lot of times, snacks are majorly a hit.
Yeah.
So, and I think it's just because they're always needing it throughout the day with the energy.
Yeah. Because they burn so much. They're running around
all
the time, constantly, with basically zero stops.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I can imagine they need to just constantly shovel something in.
So thinking about whether it's going to be filling is definitely helpful. I think also having those nutritional considerations of whether it's going to provide value to sustain their energy as well is definitely part of that, because I mean, we all know that there are basically snacks that you eat mindlessly that are not really great selections because they're not going to be filling.
Yeah, that's true. And I think we all succumb to that from time to time.
Yes.
I think a really big example are potato chips.
Yeah,
in any variety that you go the biggest. For. Tortilla chips, potato chips,
and veggie
chips.
Because it always feels like you're not eating anything. So while it's okay sometimes, there's better options that are more filling. And that's where you kind of put that consideration in. Is this going to be a filling snack? Is it going to help with energy? Think about the nutrition of it.
Absolutely.
Now, when you're thinking about having to go do a task, or like if you're going to a park, if you're going out and about, portability.
Oh, that's a huge one. Because you want to make sure that you have something that's easily able to move with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there have been a number of companies that have really gotten on board with this, and these are things that you can find in the store. We call them like adult Lunchables because they're just basically meat and cheese or like crackers, and they're really portable. They're really easy for kids to enjoy, and especially like our kids, they like that stuff.
We usually make our own.
But yeah,
we take that concept and we make our own, but you could grab those at the store. So portability, easy to carry. Also easy to eat.
Exactly.
So we also have car seat situations. You have to think, can they hold it? Can it sit in a cup holder? That kind of thing. Because
how big of
toddler
a mess
hands.
Will it make?
Yes. Pop-Tarts?
No.
Not good in the car.
Not good in the car.
We learned that.
Yeah. They like them. And that can be a nice sweet treat to have.
But they break real easy and they get real mushy.
It's
and
the crumbly
it
side.
Sticks.
Yeah.
No, we learned that the wrong way.
Yeah, I think we learned that when we were going out to one of the parks.
And it
they
sticks
fell
to their clothes too, yeah.
They fell asleep.
That one was
holding
fun,
the
wasn't
pop
it?
Cards. Yeah, it was stuck to their clothes. It was stuck to their hand. I think Wyatt might have had it somewhere on his face.
Probably. Wouldn't
it
surprise
was,
me. But yeah,
that
so,
was a fun time.
So thinking about if you're eating in the car, how messy is it going to be? I didn't put that on our like tips, but that's a good one.
Yeah.
The messiness of it. And then also the convenience, because you were talking about kind of like Lunchable-esque type things.
Right.
That's very convenient. Easy to grab and stuff. So
yeah, easy to transport.
So you kind of want to think within convenience. Is homemade a good option? Is store-bought better? Balancing the two.
And I think it really just comes down to figuring out what's going to work best for you and your family. Like for us, we like to make a really fair amount of things as much as we can.
Yes.
Of course, when it comes to meat, we just buy them from the store. I'm not going to go out there and try to make our own sort of
like
salami or anything.
Curing our own meats. Like, we do not have the space for that.
We really don't.
Also, with three children, that's very time.
Thing is, I think the kids would be interested in seeing the process.
You know, maybe someday. But right now, we're still...
It's convenient
it's
for
always
us
survival
to just get
mode
it at the store,
still, yes.
Bring it home, either already get the ones that sometimes are pre-cut and ready to go, so you can just really quickly portion it, or sometimes we'll just get the log and we'll cut it ourselves.
But I think what you just pointed out is that you can only get so homemade.
Oh, yeah. There's really only so far you can go.
If it's at your skill level, do it. If you want to. If you are in a space where you're like, this is a healthy option, it's a good choice, it's going to be filling, whatnot, and it's convenient because it's at the store, go for it. Ultimately, if you're being mindful of what you're getting, that's the important part.
That's really the biggest important part.
Mm-hmm. So
be aware of what you're getting.
Just made me laugh about the curing our own meats. It's like, who knows? Maybe one day.
Maybe one day.
Could be interesting.
I think it'd be a fun experiment.
There's lots of fun experiments with cooking.
Oh, yeah.
But there's also options. So there's going to be talking about homemade versus store-bought. We have a little bit option-wise. So, like, if you're doing some DIYs or making them at home, there's some easy options that you can do, such as, like, trail mixes. And if that's where you're wanting to be more specific as to what's in it, Because there are also options that you can pick up. But again, the important part, so like, if you're really focusing on, I want to get maybe cleaner ingredients, less ingredients in things, controlling more of what goes into it.
Right.
Doing things like trail mix or bites or bars and things like that.
Yeah.
Are a good option. Yeah. And the upside is that there's lots of variety as to what you can do. Because yeah. I think we did this was a while back. I'm pretty sure we did like a video of like 4 or 5 different trail mixes.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
But there's so many options,
man,
because
that was
there's
quite a spell though, yeah.
It was, I don't know if we had kids at that point. We might we'll have to come up
we'll,
with some
we'll
trail
have to
mix
dig
options
down in the
again.
Archives.
Yeah, in the,
yeah.
In the archives. Those videos might not be great anymore. They're old. But there's so many options because there's so many different seeds, nuts, dry fruits.
Yeah. I mean it's
like bits and bobs.
Yeah. I mean, even you can
went,
even get
I
a little crazy with
there,
it
right?
Where, and I'd say it's a little crazy, but it's really not. But you can add certain candy-coated chocolates. You can add certain
some
sweet,
like
sweet
so
treats
like,
into it.
We put dark chocolate M&Ms in before.
Yeah.
But also, if you're thinking about doing coated stuff, think if you're going to be in the sun.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Because that's going to get on everything.
Mushy meltiness.
Yeah, that's going to get on everything.
Depending on what you're selecting. Pretzels are a good option, too.
Very good option. They yeah. give you that nice salty crunch.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just really good all around.
Yes. So, some easy DIY that you can do kind of minimal effort.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit. Other things, you could do more store-bought. But our recommendation would be that you also pay attention to the labels to see
yeah.
what's in them, because sometimes they can have hidden ingredients, hidden allergens.
Yeah.
It's always good to be mindful.
It really is, because at the end of the day, as busy parents, you're really wanting to see your kids have the best experience they can in life growing up and in their own food journey.
Mm-hmm.
And so being mindful of what's going into that is a huge component of it.
Yes. Some other things that go into it are like some important factors, right?
Mm-hmm.
The flavors, right?
Yeah.
Certain things, you can find good alternatives, right? So like for us, for instance, our kids love fruit snacks.
Yeah, they really
but
do.
Fruit snacks are kind of an empty snack when it comes to basically just being like some color, some flavoring, some sugar, right?
Yeah. And I
so
think
we,
what they really like out of it is the sugar.
Yes. But we searched for some alternatives where they have some fruit bars that are kind of more fruit leathery,
yeah.
where they actually have fruit in them.
Yeah, their main ingredients are the fruit puree that actually
oh my goodness.
My brain is just like not even
you're really winning
it.
With the talking right
but the fruit puree that comprises mm-hmm. the actual bulk of the bar, which
yeah.
is great, and it has great flavor. It tastes exactly like what it's supposed to be
mm-hmm.
of what they're advertising.
Yeah.
And it doesn't taste overly sweet, but it's a really good alternative.
Mm-hmm.
And our boys love them.
And it doesn't compromise on the portability or the convenience of it, because
yeah.
it's still super easy to take. And actually, they're almost easier. They're almost easier because it's a bar.
Yeah.
Both of the options we have are bars, and they're still like a fruit bar.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not like the different fruit snacks that kind of could spill everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
So
and
on
that's
an upside, yeah, I was like, so they're almost more convenient
yeah.
for like in the car or that kind of thing.
Because I'm thinking about it, and like you're just saying
mm-hmm.
with the fruit snacks, like it'd spill everywhere, or you could miss, you know, one or two pieces
and
of
you
it,
find
and
them.
Then all of a sudden you find them, you know, days, weeks, whatever, however long
yeah,
it
or
ends
your
up
child, where your child finds them, and they're like, oh, I'm just gonna eat this fruit snack from my brother's car seat. How old is that?
It's like, how long has it been there?
How old
like,
is that? Oh, it didn't taste good. Yeah. It's old.
Yeah.
But so it doesn't compromise on the flavors, which is a very important one because certain things don't taste the same. I've had some, like, okay, so if I was trying to look for different bars, right?
Yeah.
They have some that are very healthy. And I've tried them. And some of them are good. Some of them, like, okay, this is too far.
Yeah.
There's other options that taste delicious. And they're less ingredients, but they're not as extreme.
Yeah.
So it's like the middle ground, right?
So, and I think that's the best way of saying it, is finding the middle ground of what is going to work best for you and your family. Because at the end of the day, even just you as an individual, if you're looking for snacks that are easy on the go, finding what's that middle ground that you're like, okay, yeah, I can definitely go for this, and I know it's got better ingredients than what I usually get.
Yes. The other thing that you're going to have be a factor is if you have allergies or restrictions.
Yeah.
Which is a big one for snacks, because snacks are notorious for having things like soy or gluten or nuts. All of which are top allergies. So that's where more homemade is probably going to be safer, or very much focusing on your labels.
Right. And I think those are really two good points to make, because if you want to have the experience and want to have the understanding of what's exactly going in your snack bars, then doing them homemade is probably going to be best for you.
Yes.
But you're also going to have to understand that there's going to be a little bit of commitment and investment in on learning the recipe and mastering the recipe. Whereas if you're looking for a more convenient option, understanding what's in the labels and what's going into it and what is your allergy or restriction and what could potentially trigger it, either if it's by cross-contamination by something that might be processed in the
and
same
facility.
Yeah, I was
like, and that's where reading your labels is very important, because and I will say that, like, in our recipes that we share allergy factoids, I don't know why that was in my brain, but like how to adjust for allergies. One of the things that I think I put always is when you're shopping, make sure to check your labels of your ingredients for any cross-contamination possibility or hidden allergens. Because there are both that we have found in multiple items.
Yeah, and it makes it really difficult for the families and individuals that do have certain food-related allergies or restrictions that they're not able to have what they may have once had.
Yes. So while we touch on allergies and restrictions, we've actually worked with quite a lot.
An extensive
in
list
that,
of people, yeah.
Yes, with a variety of different allergies and stuff. So if you're like, oh my gosh, I deal with allergies all the time, I wish I could have snacks, and you have questions or need help, reach out to us, because we're a resource and we really like being able to help you.
Absolutely. That's what we're here for, and that's why we, you know, make these videos, these podcasts, you know, make a lot of the content that we do. We want to be that resource that helps individuals gain more confidence in their kitchen and gain more confidence in their food and what they're finding.
And of course, our help is from a chef's perspective of understanding and knowing ingredients and cooking.
Yeah.
So we have had to adjust a lot of recipes for, like we said, tons of different allergies. And for us, we actually enjoy the challenge of figuring out new ways of doing things.
It's like putting a puzzle together.
It is. Crazy, crazy puzzle, but we enjoy it.
Yeah.
So, next, snack options. What are your favorite on-the-go snacks?
Favorite on-the-go snacks?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a few. I always like the option of having, like, a banana or an orange. Just
having, like, easy
just
fruit.
Really quick, easy fruit that you can just grab and run out the door. Typically, we usually have a pretty fair amount of bananas in our house, and that's just because our boys are basically little monkeys.
And you.
Yes, I contribute to that. But our boys are basically little monkeys, and they will eat banana after banana after banana, and we have to stop them sometimes, say, guys, You've already had enough bananas for right now. Let's hold off and let your stomach settle with them.
They
in
love
there.
The fruit, though.
They really
they do.
Do.
That's, and we've talked about this in another episode, but we like always keep fruit as like easy accessible.
It's like
it's right it's there.
Right here. Yep.
My
this,
finger. I'm gonna
bowl.
Keep right there. We're both pointing at it.
In this bowl,
yeah. We have fruit.
We have
as you see
some
all
apples
the
and oranges
mayhem
in there.
Behind us.
But
our snake,
so,
our child
yeah,
snake,
know,
is over there.
Over,
wait,
here.
Over there. All the confusion, right?
There it is.
Right there. Anyways,
but
that has
I love,
nothing to do with snacks.
I love the option of having a quick, easy, fresh fruit to go
mm-hmm.
to if it's something that I can plan ahead.
Mm-hmm.
I might go for something like, and if you know me, you know that I don't like peanut butter and chocolate. Peanut butter and chocolate, I cannot get the understanding and love of everybody.
But you ate a Take Five.
Okay, see, there's a difference to Take Five because there are other ingredients.
Because there's other ingredients.
The peanut butter and chocolate don't,
okay.
aren't as pronounced together.
Okay.
So I can have like a Take Five every once in a while.
Every once in a while. Like you stole mine.
I know. I'll get you more. But there, and this is something that we found at Costco. There is a peanuts and chocolate bar that we've gotten
peanuts
for the kids.
Okay. Yeah,
and,
but we switched that because we.
Yeah.
It was an option. It wasn't probably the best option.
Yeah.
But we found better options.
Yeah, I like it. We did find another
which
option.
Is another,
which
like,
I actually
it was
really
also
do
like a
like
nut
better.
Bar. Yeah. And
I like
our,
it a lot
our
better.
Our boys like it too.
So something nice and quick like a bar that I can just open up and eat.
Yeah, preferably like we live in Florida where it's warm and sunny a
yeah.
lot. So chocolate isn't always the best.
Not always. That's
so,
something that I know I'm gonna eat probably in like the next
yes.
10-15 minutes of like leaving the house, getting to our location, and then probably having it as
yes.
quick snack.
Otherwise, in like we've so. We are going to a Disney park.
Yeah.
Because we're pass holders and we go.
We get the benefit of it living in Florida.
We,
it
yeah,
just makes sense.
Like, it just makes sense. We also will bring our insulated bag. I was like, what's the word? Insulated
yes.
bag where we'll put some ice packs in there.
Yeah.
And we'll bring cheese sticks
yeah.
or those type of bars that might have chocolate on them.
Yeah. Because
but,
we want to keep those at least semi-cold.
Mm-hmm.
Just to avoid the fact that the chocolate will melt.
Yes. But we, so those are kind of like our convenience ones. Well,
yeah.
the fruit is still fruit. But certain
so
things that we also will do is sometimes pretzels with like peanut butter.
Yeah.
Because you.
That's always a good snack, yeah.
A nice crunch. We also get like some good protein and things like that. We'll also bring easy vegetables that don't necessarily have to. Stay super cold or whatever
right.
that some they can stay out at room temp like snap peas and things like that, but we've also done carrots and cucumber that isn't cut
yes
not cut
no cuts
yeah I went to Wreck-It Ralph with that
no cuts
anyways,
no butts no
coconuts anyways but those are some good snack options and we can always throw in a few more.
Yeah.
Well, and if you're looking for, like, if this was in another episode, but if you're looking for snack options that could be on the go, but probably more if you have, like, some refrigeration or ice packs
insulated
or things
bag,
like insulated
yeah.
bags, and you're going to be eating it within a good window of time, and that means not longer than, like, 2 to 3 hours.
Yeah.
We have a free resource of cheese and fruit combinations.
Yeah.
That if you want to check it out, we'll have, if you're watching this on the podcast or listening on the podcast, it'll be in the show notes. But if you're watching this on video, you can just comment fruit and we can send you the link.
Yeah.
But that's an option if you want some more combinations because we already have it.
I was going to say, it's also really good to have that variety
mm-hmm.
and knowing, okay, well, I can make it now, have it refrigerated, because that's basically
even
what
if
we
it's
would do.
Like that you're just grabbing it and taking it with you at work,
Mm-hmm.
and you have it in like your fridge or whatever,
Yeah.
there, because they're easy to take. That was a huge part of when we did them.
Yeah.
Now, some plan ahead tips.
Know where you're going and know what
Yes.
it's gonna be like the day of going.
Mm-hmm.
So if, for like instance, for us going to a Disney park, we usually plan those snacks and kind of that ahead,
Mm-hmm.
in the sense that we want to make sure that if it's gonna be something that is kind of not the best warm, then we try
Yes.
to make sure that that is temperature controlled by putting in a little ice pack in an insulated bag.
Right. So plan ahead on like weather, or if you're going to have refrigeration or things like that.
Yeah.
That's a big factor. And then I would also say that think ahead on actually being mindful of your snacks,
Yeah.
because if you don't make a plan, then you plan to fail.
Yeah.
And by that I mean you don't have snacks, or just grabbing random things that generally are going to be more of your empty snacks versus the mindful ones that are going to be more nutritious.
Right, and more filling.
Mm-hmm. So be more mindful of planning that. And then I would say probably think about, again, where you're going, but in the more of like portability and convenience of, can I do more maybe homemade, or do I need things to be fully wrapped, like cheese sticks or bars or things like that, like packaged so that it's sealed and very easy to take. So like, I guess
Right.
my thought is like going kayaking,
Oh, yeah.
right? It's probably a little bit better to have things that are fully sealed, and if they were to get wet, they're not actually getting wet.
Yeah, no,
For
that's
instance,
actually
that was a random.
I was like, that's actually a really good example,
Mm-hmm.
though, for knowing where you're going and planning ahead and making sure that everything is set up in the best way possible.
Yeah. So you're going to be looking at your, what was yours?
Mine was just know where you're going and
so yours
plan
was like
according.
weather,
Yeah.
or like where, but
Yeah.
it's, and then like
Because
planning
my
the
example
what,
was
and
Disney
then
parks
yeah,
or going to an
and then
amusement park.
how are you going to be eating it with the
Yeah.
convenience and things like that.
And the
But
timing, because there's
yeah,
only so long those ice packs really hold.
exactly. So you have to plan your timing accordingly.
Yeah.
But we hope that you enjoyed this episode. I definitely almost said recipe. It's not a recipe.
Yeah, you got a recipe on the mind, that's for sure.
We hope you enjoyed this episode, and we can't wait to see you guys in the next one.
Until then, keep it 100% fresh.